Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today the Church is praying for all souls, that they be purged of their ties to the world, that they may re-embrace the love of God, and we also pray that they be granted perfect peace in the kingdom of God. The first reading of today will be taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. The author of the Book of Wisdom notes that the soul of the virtuous are in the hands of God. No pain shall ever touch them. Yes, that is why we are praying today that the souls of our mothers, fathers, aunties, cousins, brothers and sisters, nephews may be granted their spaces in the hands of the Lord. The Word of God also says, when the time comes for His visitation, day will shine out, for grace and mercy awaits those He has chosen. Thus, my brother, my sister, let us pray that our departed parents, our loved ones, will be chosen to shine out in Christ Jesus, that they may enter fully into the life of God. Some may consider our prayer today as a waste of time because Jesus has already numbered and chosen those to be in heaven. That position is not clear to us, but the following points are clear to us, children of God, that death is bound to happen. It is an inevitable reality. Secondly, it is clear to us that there is life after death. That hope, St. Paul says in today's second reading, is not deceptive because Christ died for us. Hence, we may count on being saved by the life of Jesus. In other words, death is an entry point into the kingdom of God. However, our first task is to choose heaven. Then we must allow the Lord to conquer our souls and shepherd us into new life. Now, this is where our challenges lay. Following the lead of Christ is a challenge. My brothers, my sisters, yes, it is difficult to follow the lead of Christ, to follow the Lord, our Good Shepherd. It is a difficult task, but the psalmist of today says, if I should walk in the valley of darkness, no evil would I fear, for the Lord is there with me. Thus, let us accept the love of Christ and share that love, knowing that He will perfect the work of our hands. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 says, He makes all things beautiful in His time. Therefore, when we fail, we must not abandon the sacrament of reconciliation. Embrace the sacrament of reconciliation because we cannot attain happiness outside the love of Jesus. For the good of that love, He died on the cross. John's Gospel chapter 11 verse 25 says, those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. They will have eternal life. Therefore, my brother, my sister, if we are unsure of the salvation of our loved ones, then let us join the Church in praying today for the faithful departed, praying for those who have gone before us, marked with a sign of faith. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 19 says, "Again, I tell you truly, that if two of you on the earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven." And so let us join the church in praying today for the faithful departed. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.